You already know better. You're likely a hiring manager or maybe a platform architect or a senior engineer at a frontier AI company.
Yeah, you see the reality.
You know that the second you try to take these models out of some sterile, local testing environment and put them into a highly regulated enterprise, the magic trick completely falls apart.
Oh, it shatters. You hit context window limits immediately. You slam into security boundaries. You've got agents hallucinating APIs. Looks like layered automated kill switches. He relies heavily on feature flags that can just turn off a rogue feature in 60 seconds without needing a full redeploy.
That's smart.
And he uses these 60-second synthetic smoke tests that are constantly running in the background just to make sure the core paths aren't broken. When you transition from being a programmer to being the operator of an agentic system, you're essentially building the control planes that catch the AI when it inevitably drifts off course.
So how did he handle it?
Well, Jeremy bypassed that entirely. He designed a gateway inspired by Cloudflare's code mode pattern.
Okay, Cloudflare code mode.
Right. So instead of giving the agent this bloated list of thousands of tools, he gave the agent a tiny, highly optimized semantic search surface.
Oh, I see.
The agent searches for what it needs to accomplish, and then instead of making a REST call directly, it is actually allowed to write and run arbitrary Python code against the full DataRobot SDK.
Wait, hold on. Letting an AI agent write and execute arbitrary Python code inside a secure enterprise environment, that is an InfoSec nightmare. Any CISO would shut that down immediately.
They absolutely would, unless the infrastructure surrounding that execution was completely bulletproof. Because this code isn't just running naked on some shared server. Jeremy built a highly secure sandbox. Every single time the agent executes code, it spins up a per-call Kubernetes job.
Oh, wow. So it's completely isolated from the rest of the system.
Completely isolated and heavily, heavily restricted. It asks OPA, which is the brain, what to do. OPA evaluates the request against a super strict set of rules. It asks, is this request going to the permitted internal DataRobot API? Yes. Is it trying to reach an external IP address out on the public internet? No. Block it immediately.
That's brilliant.
The agent is physically incapable of sending data where it shouldn't. And to make sure this whole sandbox thing doesn't just ruin the user experience with lag, he engineered the base Docker image all the way down to 15 megabytes. So Jeremy redesigned the whole test pyramid around contract tests.
Meaning, instead of spinning up the whole universe, a contract test just verifies the agreed-upon handshake between two isolated services.
Exactly. It literally just checks if the API request and response match the expected format. It runs in milliseconds.
Wow.
And once those contract tests were in place, Jeremy pushed a single PR called Burn the Boats that deleted almost 16,000 lines of end-to-end tests.
SMS is exactly where the drop-off happens.
And under the hood, Swoldy is serving as Jeremy's absolute agent-driven development lab.
What's the stack look like?
He uses a very serious production stack here. It's Python, FastAPI, AWS DynamoDB, Twilio for all the SMS routing, Stripe for payments.
Okay, real tools.
Real tools. But because the blast radius of a side project is small enough, he can really push his agentic workflow to its absolute limit. This whole product is largely being built by agent identities inside his OpenClaw workspace.
Right, the agents we talked about earlier.
Exactly. He actually has agents named Zorg and HappyClaw agent. And if you look at the commit history, I mean, in March 2026 alone, there was a burst of 12,262 commits authored by these agents.
Let's dig into that background a bit. Because way back in 2012, he was a founder and an author of the original RealPython Kickstarter book.
Right.
They set a goal of $3,500 and ended up raising over $50,000 from almost 1,500 backers. He wrote the book on advanced web development with Django
That is massive.
and super strict rollback paths. He brings a decade of bruising enterprise realism to the frontier of AI. He doesn't just want the model to be smart, he demands that the system surrounding the model is indestructible.
And that is the ultimate takeaway here. When you review Jeremy Johnson's public site, you are not looking at a list of generic AI hype or novelty GitHub repos. You're looking at concrete, verifiable proof of a builder who operates across the entire stack. I mean, he has the range to draft the Kubernetes job spec, build the Envoy proxy, write the OpenAPI validators, code the contract tests, design the customer-facing UI, and then turn around and write the promotion case for a direct report, all in the same week.
That's crazy.
For a top-tier AI platform, you do not just need an engineer who can prompt an LLM to do something cool.
No, you need an architect who can build the safety substrates, the evaluations, and the control planes that make agentic systems commercially viable.